From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. and China said Sunday they have agreed to back away from imposing tough new tariffs on each other's exports. The announcement came a day after reaching an agreement calling for China to buy more American goods to substantially reduce the huge U.S. trade deficit with China. The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News that the world's two biggest economic powers, quote, have made very meaningful progress, and we agreed on a framework to resolve trade issues. In a 20-minute-long telephone conversation this weekend, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Trump talked about how to deal with North Korea and the roadblocks North Korea has placed in the face of what could be historic talks between Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. More than a dozen people were hurt, including a school police officer who was one of the first to confront the suspect. On ABC News on Sunday, the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said shootings happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music, psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
On Friday, President Trump promised to get guns out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. This is VOA News. The Reuters news agency reports investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong Friday. An airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana, Cuba. 107 people were killed. 3 badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Islamic State fighters are being evacuated from the last insurgent enclave near Damascus. That will restore government control over the area. Buses were carrying the fighters and their families to the Syrian desert east of the capital. Congo's health ministry announced a new death from Ebola Sunday that brings to 26 the number of deaths from the deadly outbreak in Equator province in the country's northwest. At least 22 people have been killed, others still missing, after heavy rains from tropical cyclone hit the Horn of Africa. At least 15 people were killed in the Adal region in the self-declared Republic of Somaliland. Several policemen have been killed, soldiers wounded, and mayors kidnapped in Cameroon by suspected armed separatists who had warned against celebrating the Central African State's National Day in English-speaking regions. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
Tensions flared in many towns and villages of Cameroon's English-speaking regions, including Konye, Batibe, Ekona, and several villages. At least 2 policemen and several people were killed. Tensions in Cameroon began in November 2016 when English-speaking teachers and lawyers protested, saying they were frustrated with the dominance of the French language and the marginalization of the Anglophone population. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
President Trump unleashed a torrent of complaints Sunday about the year-long investigation into whether his 2016 election campaign colluded with Russia and whether he obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. He said things are getting really ridiculous. That's just one of his 6 long and angry Twitter messages. He asked, at what point will the investigation end? Robert Mueller, the special counsel, his investigation shows no hint of ending anytime soon. He's indicted numerous Russian individuals and entities for interference in the U.S. election through the creation of fake news stories. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.